From KRCB Public Radio, it's the California Update. I'm Mark Prell. California cities and counties have until Wednesday to dissolve their redevelopment agencies. Ben Edler reports from Sacramento on what happens to the agencies and their projects when the clock strikes midnight.
Each redevelopment agency has designated a successor agency, with few exceptions, most notably Los Angeles, a city or county. John Shirey is Sacramento's city manager and the former head of the California Redevelopment Association. He says those successor agencies will oversee current projects and ensure all debt payments.
Projects that are underway will continue. Those that don't have any contracts or obligations associated with them, they'll never get underway. They're dead.
Also dead, the jobs of city and county employees who worked on redevelopment projects. Some local governments, like the city of Oakland, are also cutting services that relied on redevelopment funds. Shirey says cities and counties in that situation have created their own problems. At the state capitol, I'm Ben Adler.
The state Senate maps drawn by California's voter-approved Citizens Redistricting Commission will be used in this year's elections, even if a referendum challenging those maps qualifies for the ballot. On Friday, the California High Court rejected a Republican request to use different state Senate districts until voters decide the fate of the commission's maps. Redistricting Commissioner Stan Forbes says the justices have repeatedly backed the commission and hopes the legal questions are now put to rest.
I think the Supreme Court has really done a service to the public of California in this case. It's a great victory for the people of California and for the process that they put into place.
But California GOP Chairman Tom Del Pecoro slammed the justices for their failure to honor the law and said the court severely undermined the referendum process. The GOP is worried that the commission's maps could give Democrats the chance to win a two-thirds supermajority in the state Senate, enough to raise taxes. In the next few weeks, we'll learn if the referendum qualifies. From KRCB Radio, that's the California Update. I'm Mark Prell.